Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I am your host, Roger Love. Yes, I am. And I am joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Roger Love.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good this morning.
You did what this morning?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was stretching.
Girl, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But, girl, okay. Now, everybody, y'all know sometimes technical things happen. And yesterday it happened in the middle of our conversation. Yes, Xfinity decided that, you know what, they got tired of hearing it. So they decided to stop their signal to the modem, to my internet, and shut everything down. So, yeah. Sorry. But if you've heard any of the conversation yesterday that we were having, you know, after we gave out our nice little birthday wishes, I asked a question, and the question was, when did it change that honesty was not always the best policy? You know what I'm saying? I gave a little scenario, you know, about, you know, where I work, and, you know, it's like when a question was asked, the question being by my boss, are you overwhelmed with the work that you have? And so I've been asked that question before by her, and I was like, you know, at the time, okay, I'm not, because I can still, you know, keep my hands on everything that's going on. But at this point now, it's like, okay, I felt like if I don't actually say what I really was thinking, not everything of what I was thinking, but, you know, just at least answer the question truthfully, that it was going to continue to pile on, and I don't think that would have been good, to say the least. You know what I'm saying? So that thought came to my head, should I, you know, really say what was going on? Or should I just be like, well, no, I'm good, you know, like everybody do, and try to put on that brave face and try to do everything? But it was like when you get to that certain point, which I feel like I have gotten to, anything else would just mean that a lot of stuff would just not get done or get done correctly. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's where we kind of left off at. Miss Kiki was giving me some advice as to, you know what, at some point, what were you saying? Do you remember?
I was just saying for myself that I used to work extra hours and things like that, not to make they overwhelming me.
Yeah.
And by getting work completed, and then I go with that, again, I'm not doing that today. So with your situation, I was just pretty much saying that, you know, I think you did the right thing without getting work piled on you. I'm just not that type of person. I would just do extra work. I mean, I would do all the work and just take my personal time and get it completed.
Right.
So that, because I don't like a challenge. I don't like people to, you know, think that they have overwhelmed me.
Right.
That's just the Gemini in me.
True. Now, there is that one thing, girl. But it's like, at least in my situation, I don't have that option because my time is still the same.
No, I didn't use their time. I said my own time.
I would stay to 10, 11. But I'm like, for a temp, it's still not, what's the word?
No, I was a temp. No.
Really? So you would stay up in there longer time and actually finish?
Yes, I would. Never like to be defeated.
That was another thing that I would not have thought would have been, you know, the acceptable thing to do, especially if they're there, because they would be there too at some point.
Of course.
You know, so it's like.
And they used to always say, like, why are you still here? What are you still doing? I'm just catching up on a few little things that I, you know, wanted to look over. And then when they see my time sheet, because some of them used to think, oh, she's doing that to get overtime.
And
then when they see my time sheet,
the thing,
my time sheet was just the exact same hours. It wasn't overtime hours.
Mm-hmm. But then I'm thinking now, how would they, I mean, how do you think that made them look at the situation, though? If it's like, okay, well, you are working all of this time.
She a workaholic. That's all I used to tell them.
So that would not have been something that I would have thought would have been, you know, the thing to do. But only because, like I said, you know, with all of this temp stuff, child, it's all new. So you just never know how certain people would actually react to certain situations, and then the other people may not act that way, you know? So it's, okay. Yeah, the staying over part, I would have thought that they would have probably looked at that funny, especially considering, you know, a situation that I've had.
Only when you nickel and dime them with time. If you do it on your own time, it can get mad. If you do it on their time, you're trying to get a lot of overtime. Of course, they're going to get upset because then what they asked you to do. But if you're doing it on your own time, nobody can get mad at you for doing it. If you want to stay and work 3-4 hours of your own time, it's your business.
All righty then, yeah. Now, will I take that and do that myself? Probably not. But at the same time,
a lot of people don't have that type of initiative that, you know, I have because I won't be defeated.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me.
Yep. And my thing was, is like, you know what? There are days where it's like, you know, I'll probably be able to catch up on some stuff. Like I said, because this coming week, my boss is going to be out of town. So that'll be the time for me to really catch up on a lot of stuff. Because after I had that conversation, you know, she did lighten it a bit enough for me to actually catch up on some of the stuff that has still been lingering, you know, because it's like a lot of stuff that has just not been done because of other things that I had to really focus on at that moment. That's the thing that got me. It's the stuff that's at the moment that has to be done, and a lot of it is like processing stuff, you know. So that's where a lot of my attention went to, but it's like the stuff that I still knew that had to be done, it was still there. So now I'm able to start, you know, trying to catch up on all of that stuff, but at the same time, it's just, you know, I'm just hoping that it does not reflect negatively, considering, like, I still don't know exactly what it is that I have in store for me with this company, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like I never know exactly what's expected of me until it's said to me. So if they don't tell me anything but they're asking all of these questions, it still just puts me in one of those kind of mind frames like, do I really want to be honest with them? Because I don't know where it's going to get me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where this question was really coming from. It's like, you know, it's one of those things, like I said, you can be damned if you do, you can be damned if you don't. Because if you don't actually answer the question honestly, then they may actually look at that as like, okay, well, you're saying that you can keep up with this stuff, but you really can't, or you're not. Or if you answer it honestly, then why can't you keep up with it? Anybody else in that position would have had it handled. But, no, a lot of people didn't have it handled. Case in point, the person that was in there before me who actually put a lot of the stuff that she had to do on me when she left. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at least I was doing her and what I was doing at the same time, and I was still able to maintain it. You know what I'm saying? It didn't fall behind. It didn't get messed up. It was just taking time to do different things at different points. You know what I'm saying? So everything was still balancing, but it was like, yeah, at some point, this is going to basically come crumbling down if I don't say something, you know? Okay. All righty then. Well, that's what our conversation would have been yesterday to finish it, you know, if it wasn't so rudely interrupted. Hopefully today we won't be rudely interrupted by Xfinity either. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Now, Miss Kiki.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, now you have some stuff that you wanted to discuss today.
I did. First things first, Stevie J from Love & Hip Hop, a producer, is dating no other than, he was dating Jocelyn Hernandez, and he was a big old statement. Jocelyn's now pregnant with his baby. But he's now dating Faith Evans.
Faith Evans?
Yes. Biggie's ex-wife.
Oh.
But where's her husband? I'm just saying. And then all, the rumor is also that she is also partnered for Stevie J. So, yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, open mouth, side-eyed, and Faith Evans. But they were on a Bad Boy tour together. You know, they with the big, with the P. Diddy. You know, they all, both were Bad Boy. They've been on the tour together. You know, he said he had looked at her as a very good friend. He'd been on Faith for years. So, she officially put it on her Instagram that the rumor is, that the news is out. Her and Stevie is together.
Ew. Faith, why? Why? It's like, oh my gosh. Like, really? This is a big, you know, this is a huge world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess celebrities kind of encapsulate themselves in their own world to where the people is a lot smaller that's eligible, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, really, Faith? Really? Of all people, like, why? Why? Why, Steve?
Right. Well, of course, me and Roger love to talk about this one yesterday. Another new couple. Well, not a new couple. They have been dating for a while, but now they are reportedly getting engaged. That's Chili and Nick Cannon.
Oh my God. My. Yeah, now that's another one. That's another one for the... I ain't gonna say the history books, but you know, it's just it's like Chili, okay. 10 years ago maybe even 15 years ago. No, not 15.
Right.
10 years ago. That would have been a lot more easier to swallow than Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey. But after about, you know, a good 5 or 7 years of them being together, you know, that pill finally went down, I think, that Nick and Mariah are a couple, you know?
Right.
And shortly after that, them Negroes decided to get a divorce, you know, for real. Really? But now, to be with Chili, I'm like...
I think Mariah just used Nick for his sperm for the twins.
Girl, I mean, that ain't nothing to really use Nick Cannon for, child, for real. I mean, really. I mean, why?
Because he was young.
And there's a whole lot of young people out there she could have went and got pregnant for. Why him?
Because he was Nick Cannon, goofy. But, yeah, okay. And my last bit of entertainment news. A little catch up on what's going on with the Real Housewives of Atlanta. NeNe has now officially said she will not be filming with Bravo. Yes, all you NeNe fans, Marlo Hampton is officially a Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh my goodness. Oh my Jesus.
The rumor is why Marlo and NeNe cannot film together. It's because when NeNe went to get a divorce from Greg, when her and Marlo were friends, NeNe was dealing with a guy that Marlo knew, and Marlo was going to expose her. And that's why every time they got into an argument, NeNe backed down. And now it seems that if NeNe filmed, that will be one of the things that Marlo will bring up. And NeNe now is remarried and wants to leave all that drama and foolishness behind her. So that's the rumor on the curb.
Mm-hmm. Now, my question is, was was this before or after?
This is why she was married the first time. When her and Marlo were friends, when she was in the middle of leaving Greg Weeks.
She was in the middle of leaving him.
Yes.
And so she started dating somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the one person that, you know, we know that she was dating, but after they had actually got a...
Right, she didn't put anything on screen until after her divorce was official.
Right.
But...
Was that the same person?
No. This was a black guy, older black guy, that Marlo actually
knew.
Is still friends with. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Marlo got a little dirt on Nene, and Nene doesn't want to, you know, put her marriage in that room of messiness on TV, because now she's remarried. She's trying to get a better image of herself. And to have that as her storyline with Bravo bringing Nessie Marlo.
And now somebody else tried to bring that up then thinking about it. Because if you remember, like when Kim, I think, was on her last season, or if that's what it was. No, actually it was the season before that, maybe. Kim had actually came out and was like, okay, now she's telling me to close my legs to marry men. How about close your legs? You're married. Ooh.
Yes, and I think Marlo and Kim was going to kind of bring that dynamic in.
If
Kim
would have
decided not to,
been with the show.
Right, and Kim decided not to film because, you know, her and Nene are kind of
cool again,
right? So she decided not to go back to Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Now, my thing is, okay, the dynamics that's on the show thus far is still Kenya. I'm guessing Cynthia is still there. Phaedra. I'm guessing Portia is still there. And now, well, Sheree is going to be there.
Well, the rumor is Phaedra will not be back.
Really?
It's the rumor right now. It hasn't been confirmed yet.
Okay, well, I believe it when I see it. Okay, and then there's Sheree. Oh, they're adding Marlo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're thinking, and this is what I believe they're thinking, that Marlo will basically be a good replacement for Nene.
Right.
Whereas, now, this is my personal thought on it, you know. I don't think that nobody's going to be able to really, truly fill Nene's shoes when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with Marlo being on the show, it's definitely going to be a height in the messy factor, I believe.
I agree.
And the fact that her and Kenya actually are friends, apparently, at least right now. But I would wonder how long that would actually be the case, considering that, you know, how Miss Kenya is. When it comes down to it, if somebody else is able to steal the thunder, you know, steal her thunder child, which she don't have much on the show to begin with, how likely is it that they're going to remain friends? And then I also think that it'll be a bigger issue considering, oh, and Candy is still on there. See, I forgot about Candy. Oh, sorry, Candy. Forgot about Candy being on there because, yeah, you know, I'm like, when Candy is going to be in the midst of this stuff, you know, it's like I start thinking about who's going to basically be able to not really start swinging on somebody. But it's like Portia there, child. It's like, okay, and you know how Kenya is already trying to push every button that she can to Portia to try to get Portia to really snap.
And it seems like all the girls this season are friends with Kenya and not Portia.
And then, of course, Portia and Candy are supposed to be getting into something. Like, really? Oh.
So girl seems like everybody's against Portia this season.
And then she's losing her ride or die if Phaedra don't return. So Portia, you're gonna be out on that, you know, on that island by yourself, girl.
And that's what it seems like it's going to.
That's
pretty much what she kind of in her interview.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what she had alluded to. That her and Candy got into it, but her and Candy are friends. So she took it really hard after they got into it. But I think it's because all the other ladies
were
coming down on her.
Mm-hmm.
And Candy being her only friend, she kind of took it
personal.
Yeah. And that's when she said after they got into it, she ran in the street and they made it like she had a breakdown. But it was just, she was just disoriented because her and her friend had gotten into an altercation and almost went to blows. So, yeah, I just think they're trying to prove that she has an anger problem. Now, two of the bloggers said that they think Portia will have a spinoff show, an anger management spinoff show. And I was like, come on, really? So they're trying to hype up with Bravo her anger issues. So
see,
I don't think that's a good look for Portia, but
not at all. But
there's more point
that I truly don't believe that she's that angry for real.
Right.
But put in certain
coins, there's more coins.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I said if it's more coins, it's more coins.
Oh. I mean, coins are not, but there's a better way to do that. It's like, but to put it out there that you just really this angry bitch, like, for what? No. Especially if that's just not who you are. But you just handle conflict differently than other people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And people keep pushing those buttons, child, and they're trying to get dealt with. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, come on. You have to realize what you're from. When she first came on, she was just a nice little quiet housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever her husbands, they do. And now all of a sudden, she's just an angry, crazed black woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's her evolution.
I don't think so.
But again, my thing is like, you know what? I just think it's just how she handles things. Portia is originally from Atlanta, isn't she not? And you know how even when Candy was saved, don't make me blow up on your ass. So I'm just going to leave this conversation before I beat it down. So, yeah. But Portia just never left the conversation.
Right.
It's like, you know, some people just have that in them to where if you keep pushing them, they're going to want to swing because that's what they know. And my thought is this, you know, because, you know, I'm from the South myself. I'm from New Orleans. Yes, I am. And, you know, we all can be bowdy-bowdy sometimes, but my whole thing is for me to actually fight somebody is because, A, they have actually got in my face and started that whole interaction like that. It's not because I'm going to take my time and really try to go in and hit them first. I mean, they could say whatever they want to say until they blew in the face. And I can argue with the best of them, as y'all may know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, say what you want, because if you try to talk to me stupid, I'm going to make you look even stupider than what you're trying to make me sound like. You know what I'm saying? But if you put your hands on me, oh, then that's a horse of a different color. You know, it's like, yes, you might feel that wrath too. Now, if you were able to beat my ass, then so be it, you know? How likely that is, I don't know, but it is what it is. But if it comes down to it, I mean, I can sit there, I can hold my peace when I need to, if I need to, and I can go back and forth with you until you both, until your head blow up, if that's what it comes down to. But to get me to the point of actually fighting, if you don't hit me first or step on me or get all up in my face where I need to push you out of the way, because I will push your ass out and I will throw you as hard as I can just to get you out of my face, you know. But if it doesn't get to that point, then, you know, I can, you know, be good after that. You know, it's like it's out of the system, it's out of there. You can feel however the hell you want to feel because it's been said, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you ain't gonna swing then, child, in hell. You can either talk to yourself or we can go back and forth until I decide to get tired of it or until you get decide to get tired of it, whichever comes up. But that's just me, you know. That's just how I am. But Portia, I believe, is one of those people that, yeah, if you getting hyped up and hyped up and hyped up and hyped up, it's like, yeah, she's going to want to hit somebody to the point where she's not going to leave the situation. Whereas Candy, she sees it going to a certain route where if she stays there, somebody might get punched in the mouth, so she would leave a situation. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But that's me. I would, too many fussing going back and forth, I'm going to swing. Yeah. I feel you, Portia. Speaking of swinging, I got one another story, but it's not about a celebrity entertainment story. George Zimmerman was shot at, and the man that shot at George Zimmerman a few months ago has been convicted of attempted murder.
Wait, say that again?
The gentleman that shot at George Zimmerman a few months ago.
At who?
George Zimmerman.
Oh, okay.
The man that killed.
I couldn't understand what you were
saying. He was convicted of attempted murder.
Really?
Yes, he is going to jail for shooting at George Zimmerman, for George Zimmerman trying to fight him.
Another black man?
No. He's Hispanic as well.
Oh. Well, he got a problem with Hispanics too then.
Yeah, I guess so. But it seems like to me somebody's trying to protect George Zimmerman, and I don't know who it is or who you know.
God, it seems like he has a death wish. So either he's acting on behalf of the government, or he truly just don't have a conscience the way he's just starting shit with people.
Right.
Is it, you know, anything else? I mean, it just doesn't make no sense that this person just keeps finding himself in these particular kinds of situations, but at not one point in time gotten, you know, convicted of anything. He's doing a lot of stuff, you know, a whole lot of stuff that he's not being convicted of. So is he still in Florida?
Yes, he is.
So it's like you can go and kill somebody without warrant. You can start a fight and then get shot at and then send that person to prison for attempted murder. You can start a fight in a bar, get your ass whipped, and have that person, you know, arrested because of what you're doing. But at the same time, nobody's doing anything to you for starting all of this and doing all of this.
Right.
So my thing is, I mean, if anybody is truly interested in really, really trying to get somebody needs to really, really look into George Zimmerman's file and see who he has connections with in the Florida government.
Huh.
Or if it's even above the Florida government, child, who knows? It might be a country thing or whatnot. Federal government. Somebody. He got ties to somebody to keep him out of whatever. That's what I'm looking at, y'all. That's what I'm seeing. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah. That's what it seems like to me.
Mm.
Well, I have one final question, Raj. And then I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay.
The question was, should a woman dating a man give a man money? And how this question came about was a young lady said that her man called. She was dating him for a few months, and he called and asked her for to borrow some money. Should he or shouldn't he give her money? His points.
Should she meaning give him money?
Yeah, should she give him money?
Now, that's something that really all depends. One thing I would ask, you know, like you said, they've been dating for a couple of months. Like, how many months is that couple? 2 or 3, or is it 5 or 6, you know? And
right.
Another thing would be, does he have a job? You know, is he working to where it's like it might have just been one of those, you know, one-time things kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like he might have just really truly needed it at the moment kind of situation, you know? If that's the case, okay, that's fine. Because I would still say at some point, yeah, you should basically be trying to pay her back if that's the case also.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a job, but yet you just happen to be in a situation where you need the money right then and there kind of thing, then, yeah, by all means. I mean, if you like this man enough, you know, y'all are dating and y'all are really starting to feel each other and y'all are getting to a point, you know, I would say no problem. But if you
mm-hmm.
barely know him like that, but he just all of a sudden out the blue asked you for some money, especially if you don't think he has a job or something like that, yeah, that would be your cue. That would be the cue to say get the hell out of Dodge because, yeah, no. Mm-mm.
I believe if a woman is dating a man, depending on, because a lot of old school people, if the man is supposed to be the breadwinner, if the man is supposed to provide when you're dating, the man is supposed to always open his wallet. But we know we are in 2016.
But that's not necessarily a case of what's actually not happening. That's why I said it just depends on that situation. Because he might be the one to always open his wallet, you know, but he might just happen to need it at the moment, which he probably just didn't have it at the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, like I was about to say, in the old school, a man doesn't go to a woman to ask for money. A man is supposed to be the breadwinner. So regardless, if he's hurting, he should go to his boys or his woman, but not his woman. He is also supposed to provide for his woman. That's the old way of the old school way of the men in our communities used to do. You don't ask your woman for money. If anything, a woman asks a man for money.
But there was a
in these younger generations, they feel that, okay, yes, a lot of the women have better jobs than their man. A lot of women make more money than their man. So they feel that it's okay to give the man money. But when at one point, what point do you cripple the man of being a man?
But see, that's the thing. That's what I'm about to say. If you go back to that old school way of thinking, child, the women were the homemakers. The women were not out there making all of this money, and especially making more money in their house. During that time, during that kind of mentality, the women were at home taking care of the kids. They were married mostly, you know, because a lot, you know, if you think back to the days like around our grandparents.
Well, no. My grandmother was born in 1922. She was a nurse. Her husband made sure she had anything and everything she wanted.
That's what I'm
she
about.
Didn't go in her pocket for anything.
Let us look at the situations. That's why I was about to get into that also. I'm not saying that none of them did not have anything to do, because a lot of nurses were women, and they were mostly women during that time of, you know, time of our lives, whatnot, of the world, should I say. But at the same time, if it wasn't those kinds of professions that they were actually a part of, a lot of women that were they were teachers. You know what I'm saying? There were certain things that women did back in those days that a lot of men did not do, but they had to be done. And they got paid for it, yes, they did. But most of the time, when they were married, they still were married to somebody who was in a status higher than what they were or made more money than what they did. Because if they didn't, it still caused a problem with them. Because the female in that situation back then had the mentality that my husband is going to be the breadwinner or my husband is going to be the provider. And they made it that way. Even though they still did what they did, they never took away from what the husband did. And in a lot of other cases, a lot of women just did not work. They stayed home. That's how we got Big Mama. You know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
like they stayed home and they took care of the kids. And that's what their job was. And the husband still made enough money to provide for their family. So in those instances, in that mentality, it's like, yeah, a husband would not have to ask his wife or his whatever he's, you know, what at the moment for money, because they were always there to make the money that they needed, you know. In this day and age, things are not the same. Women just have jobs for the sake of having their own. And their jobs and their careers are a big part of their life nowadays. to where it's like, yeah, you could literally be making more money than your husband, depending on what your husband actually does, or your date, or whatever you want to call him at the moment. You know, but at the same time, it's like, it's just the state of the world that we're in today, to where it's like, anything could be a possibility. And my thing is if you're building something together with somebody, and if that's what your true intention is, then to lean on each other is never a bad thing, because that's what the whole purpose of having a partner is. You know what I'm saying? If you don't happen to be able to do something at the moment, that's what your partner is there for, to have your back. Now, if you have to step outside of that partnership to ask other people for money, and you got, and your wife or your girlfriend has the money and she would have been willing to help you, it can say something to her about what it is that you're expecting of her. Like, okay, well, you'd rather borrow from somebody else than actually ask me for anything. But at the same time, it's like, I have it, you know? So if y'all were to get married, then what would you do? Would you continue to borrow something from somebody else just so to think I wouldn't have to, you know, spend the money that I'm making? Because that's what a partnership is, you know? So true enough, if your husband makes a whole lot more money than you, he wouldn't have to come to you to ask you for anything. But at the same time, if your husband or your person that you are getting involved with may have found himself in a crunch at that moment, it's not like a everyday thing to where he's just solely dependent on your income, you know? It's like he might need to get a set of tires or something. He might have rolled over some nails or something, and he didn't have enough money on his car to get it. Hey, you got da-da-da-da-da because I need to go and get da-da-da-da-da, whatever. It happens, you know? It just depends on your particular circumstances. That's what I would say. If you and that person look like y'all are really trying to work on being something more than just dates and having fun or whatnot, and they happen to be in a situation where they just happen to need the money at the moment, but they don't lean on you for your money, I don't see a problem with it. I really don't. Because to me, that it really shows that that person can count on you when they truly are down. You know, will you have my back? If I actually did need you to actually have my bag, but at the same time, it's not something that they want to, you know, look at like that. They don't want to actually feel like.
Are we crippling our generation? Are we making men think it's okay to just, I ain't got it, let me go holler at my girl.
And that's what I'm.
Make men a man to get out there and get 2-3 jobs like they used to and be the breadwinner.
But see, that's the thing, though. It's not about crippling the man. See, you got to realize the economy that we are in. So it's not easy to find a job in a lot of places. Hello, case in point, with me taking care of just myself. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yes, trying to find a decent job at that, a job that's paying enough to really sustain, considering that rent is at its highest that it has ever been, that I've been trying to actually get a loan for a home, considering that everything is hitting your credit score. It's like, okay, yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff that's coming at people nowadays that has not been coming at people in such a way. So it's like, we're not living back in the days where, you know, if you made $200 a month, you can really take care of a household of five. That's, you know, that's back in, what, the 18 what? Maybe. And y'all were living well in these five-bedroom houses back then. But now it's like, yeah, you
see, that was the misconception, because then wages was down. Because a lot of people, like my grandmother was saying, how her daddy used to get paid $15 a week.
Yeah.
And their house was $200. A month, but he had to go do second job and third job. That was the perception that they want you to believe.
Now,
but that it was easy.
That back in those days, that was a possibility. Tell me how many times, how many places that you know of that people can just literally go out and find 2 and 3 jobs and work them like that now? I'm having a hard time finding one good job, let alone 2 and 3.
A lot of people
finding a piece of it.
Because it depends on what you want to do. A lot of people will work a full-time 9-to-5, could be a waitress in the evening, and do a nanny or a call service at night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do it.
A lot of people do that.
I have one young lady.
Combined, they're probably making what one decent salary could actually be. And
I know her 9-to-5 job is her decent salary. her other two jobs or her extra money. And when she pulls in her overtime for her other two jobs, she uses that as extra money for her shopping addiction. But
again, well, if that's the case, because like I said, my thing is for me, the things that I know I'm good at, that I know I can do, they don't pay enough at this point. They really don't. And if I work two or three of those jobs doing the same thing, you get burned out.
Well, you're not young as those people. You're older now. So to do two or three jobs for you.
Back in those days, I mean, I'm at the age of where my fathers were, you know, where my father was, where my grandfathers were, and they were still doing that same thing, where if they needed two jobs, they can still go out and do it. But it was still the kind of situation where those two jobs definitely put them over the fence. Whereas nowadays, okay, to get two jobs doing what I'm doing, it's like, yeah, that may give me a decent income for one. But at the same time, it's like, okay, but that's your whole life now. Because now I'm like, I'm already working 40 hours for the one job. But if I get two of them to try to compensate, then I'm working damn near 80 hours a week. And then I have no life outside of just
what life you have. I mean, life is what you make of it.
Yes.
So if you're money-driven, then that's your life. So life is what you make of it. If it's for you to hang out, just chill, do absolutely nothing, then, you know, that's your life. You make your life what you want it to be.
You do make your life what you want it to be. But what I'm saying is it's also a situation where it's like if you're trying to live a certain lifestyle – now, you talk about being a breadwinner for the one that you're with, but at the same time, if you're being a breadwinner and you're having these two and three jobs that you're speaking of, then it's like, okay, where does the time for the relationship come in at? Where does the time for the father being there with the kids come in at? Because that balance has to go somewhere, you know? You already got a full-time job of 40 hours a week, and for most people, the drive there is not included in that 40 hours. The drive home is not included in that 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like literally that's your time that you are basically contributing to a job, and then the rest of that time is supposed to be family time. That's what it's supposed to be like, you know? But if you have another job to consume that family time, then where are you being left with? You know, it's like that's what I'm saying. It's like it's life that you're basically creating for yourself just to get money in there. But then everything else is going to have to suffer because of that. And that does happen a lot because people do try to do what they need to do to make sure that they're providing. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes the providing part comes from both ends. If you have that partner there that actually has another income and doing some other stuff, that creates that balance to where, okay, my wife is there doing what she's doing, I'm doing what I'm doing, and we are both doing this together. That's what the whole point of being together with somebody is, to do things together. But if you're the only one working and you're the only one doing all of this and you're doing all of these jobs, but you don't really enjoy the benefits of what it is that you're doing because you're making all of the money to make sure that your wife and kids are taken care of, but you know, you're not even there to even enjoy being married, you know what I'm saying, or enjoy being a family at a lot of these situations. So it
okay.
has that double-edged sword, I think. But at the same time, in this day and age, like I said, to me, you have a partner for a reason. And if you are in that situation to where you are doing what you can as the best as you can, that's my thing. As long as you're not lacking and not trying to do anything, then it should make you feel less of a person or less of a man because your wife may make more money than you, or your wife may actually have to give you $20 to cover something that you couldn't do. You know what I'm saying? That should not be a factor like that because that's the point of having a partner to have your back, to me. But I'm coming from a different spectrum, too, on this end. You know, I'm not in that husband and wife situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of a different perspective, I guess, but for those who are in that situation, if that's truly the situation that they feel like they should be in, then I feel like then you basically make the decisions as to the lifestyle, like you said.